to tell you?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Diaz?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you doing? Since we spoke.
Hey. Yeah, I'm doing great. I waited for your call, and it's 4:15, and...
Oh, I'm sorry. I got caught up in a meeting. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Do you need more time?
No. I just got out of the meeting. I literally just sat back down after just using a bathroom break, but I'm all good. You all ready to kind of move forward on this?
Yeah. If you don't mind me asking, what kind of meeting was it?
Oh, it was just for like a stand-up meeting for like the people in my position. We're just going over our monthly stuff because it's just about midway through the month and they schedule stuff right around here I like it. It's a open conversation of things we can improve on, things we've succeeded at, you know, just standard stuff.
Pretty cool. How long have you been with the company?
I've been with them almost a year now.
And how long you been doing this?
Oh, this specific stuff, I've been doing this for about 4 years now. I came on board with the digital marketing stuff. I've done it for about 4 years now.
Okay. Oh, cool. Yeah. I look over the information. It looks, like I said, it looks tempting. You gave me all the information. Unfortunately, when I went to the Google, Locusflash Google, and I look at the reviews, there's a lot of good reviews. You guys got 4.2 stars, but there's also some bad reviews. And the thing that caught my attention the most is that some of them, they've been ignored. Like, they're bad reviews, but not even an answer or, you know, I think there's only one that somebody respond and say, hey, you know, give us a call at this number and, you know, we can see what we can do to correct whatever the issue was. But then the other review, they were completely ignored. Why would you think that would be?
I see quite a few that we kind of responded to. I mean, definitely a few of these. A few of these are ones, but just pretty much what I see from these reviews, at least the bad ones, are primarily two things. There's people that, like, retain our services that we didn't seek after you, like you, because like they're usually like in rural areas where they just really don't have the demand, but someone told them about us. So then they call us up and then we give them our services, but there's no demand. There's no people there. So at the end of the day, there's no one to market to. And then the other half of a lot of the bad ones are pretty much just people complaining about cold calls, which is totally understandable because, you know, y'all are all business owners. Y'all are working your tails off and you're having someone random call you in the middle of the workday trying to sell you something. So I understand that.
Yeah. But, has Google or your company tried to do something to avoid that, to get a call from scam or, you know?
I mean, we've done everything we can to prevent people from getting kind of mad about those cold calls as well as the rural areas. Like, we really try to do our research. If you get someone that calls us up, they kind of go through a vetting process where we have to do our own analytics and just make sure that we're forewarning anyone that's hitting us up that, hey, we don't see the biggest demand in your area, but we're going to do our best. But that's not the case with you at all. We did our own research from this open position. We saw there is a demand out there that we can meet and actually provide good services. So that's why we feel comfortable about standing behind this.
Okay. And, I don't want to keep you for too long. Like I said, I'm really tempted to, go ahead and do it. So what would be the next step if I wanted to move forward? And I remember on the previous conversation, and I actually see you sent me an email with a sample of the website. So right. you're telling me that for the $250, you guys would design a website and do the Google. Since I have a Google page already, I'm assuming I just have to grant you permission to go in there and do what you guys know what to do, and same with Facebook and Yelp.
Is that correct? That's
100%
correct. That's all encompassed in that $249. You're not going to be upcharged for anything. There's no hidden fees or anything. You're fixed at that discounted price. Since you already have the Google profile up, you already have like a Facebook and Yelp. There's just access points that are meant exactly for what we do, like a management access point. And then from there, we can pretty much get straight to work, which is great for you because in a lot of cases, or not a lot, probably half of them, people just don't have like their profiles up yet. So like the first week or two is just us setting that up. But if you already have those things rolling, I mean, that's just going to help you out and expedite your positioning even faster.
Okay.
For just getting this started, I just need to get some information from you. And just pay that first month. And then I schedule that something called a client interview, which is essentially a 20-minute to 40-minute long phone call at your best convenience with one of our specialists. We get all the details that I don't get from you, as well as just getting a well-rounded idea of where you want to take this business. So we know how to market it efficiently.
Okay. Before I make an appointment, I have to see a contract. I have to see in writing what you're telling me that I'm going to get. In order for me to, and also I would like to make the payment online. I think you mentioned that yesterday that I could do that. If I didn't feel comfortable giving you my current information, we can always arrange to make a payment online. So,
right.
I would have to see a contract where you in writing what you, we already went over the phone and,
when we process that payment, you get a terms and conditions that we have to sign to start anything, and that encompasses everything specific for this specific package, because what I sent you, like we kind of went over, is a general consensus of our terms and conditions that we have, but when you sign up and we just get you paid up, that's immediately what we have you do, is sign the terms and conditions, and everything that's revolving around this is in there, and we can definitely take your time while I'm on the phone and signing that and taking care of all that. I mean, it's no issue at all.
Yes, but yeah, see, that's the thing. If I came to your house, you know, and offered you a service and I tell you, okay, Mr. Diaz, the replacement of your system is going to cost you $10,000. I know that's a huge amount compared to $250. But let's say, you saw me on Google, you see my reviews, you see that my customers are happy, but I come to your house and I tell you, okay, the replacement of the system is going to be $5,000, okay? So I need your credit card, I need you to write me a check, okay? Would you write me a check and give me your credit card information without seeing a invoice and details of what exactly I'm going to do and perform for you? Answer that.
Yeah, I mean, like any service base, at least a majority of like real service base that are technically efficient, like, I mean, we're not lawyers, but any lawyer that you get, it's essentially the same process. You pay them and then look over everything and sign with them to represent you. And we're essentially kind of the same thing. We're representing you on the online sphere and promoting you. And there's, like I said, 100 hours of man hours done with just in the first 2 weeks.
I get it. No, we already talk about that. I completely understand the work you got to put in, and that's why you like to get paid up front. I get it. That's okay. I just reading the contract. What are you going to do for me for the 250 before I submit a payment for it? That way, if you make a copy and say, okay, this is what we're going to do for you, and then you send me the, I can pay the 250, and we can go from there. But I cannot just blindly give you $250, which is not much, you know. Well, $250 is not much, but I'm really getting you access to my credit card and blindly doing that without having something in writing. And then I cannot go back because at least I see that the company is there. You guys are there. You guys have some, you know, like I said, bad reviews, but also you have some good reviews. And I actually had the opportunity to talk to one of your customers because she put her business name in there, and I was curious. I called her and I said, hey, you know, are these guys representing you? She was like, yes. And she actually talked highly about you guys. So,
perfect.
Yeah. So,
I understand that. I mean, I could just like kind of fine tune our terms and conditions. It would still be essentially the same stuff, but I can delete the portions that don't apply to you, and I can have that resent to you, no problem. But pretty much with the purchase, like as processing and as I'm on the phone with you, I would perfectly be fine with you going over the actual terms and conditions for this package. They just pretty much send automatically, like, let me see something here.
Because the terms and conditions that you send me, it doesn't say nothing clear. It's just an idea. And I can show you Lucas Flash Home package. Okay, let's see if I get it here. No, it's not here. That's the simple Facebook website. Plan of terms. Okay, terms and conditions. Let's see right here. I think one.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
there was, let me see if I can find every message or release.
Yeah, so the Google guaranteed section doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, see there's two messages that is they say that it showed that it didn't mean erase already. Okay. And the terms and conditions don't appear anymore like on the first email. Let me see on this other one. Yeah, there was an email that you sent me where the terms and conditions were there. And
I think I
erased them because let me go back and see it. Yeah, after I saw them. Well, if you want to fine tune them I want to open them because I want to show you that it doesn't specifically say, you know, on this package you would get this. It only says if you get this, but I'm right there. I'm right. Okay. Misty, look at this on Facebook, look at the homepage. Package for promotion. Okay, let's see. There was two that it were erased. Okay, here we go. Touch them scanning. Yeah, I found it here, and I can. I have the terms and conditions that you send me. First, it says below is summary of the complete terms of experiences between yourself and Local Splash. To see the complete terms, please click here. Okay, and there is that link to click there. Okay, services, it says Google Business Profile Optimization. If you have ordered these services from us, the following section will apply. That's if you have ordered these services. Okay, so it doesn't say that, you know, this is included in this package. It says if. So I think, you know, for me and even for you guys, you know, probably be better than, you know, once I give you the okay, you know, it'd be best say, okay, this is what your package includes, you know, Google Business Profile Optimization and blah, 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 everything that you mentioned to me. And
yeah.
That way, you know. Mm-hmm.
And if you want like a better, like just point blank showing you exactly what's in it, could you open up the homepage that I sent you, that link to our homepage?
Yes, but that's your homepage. I don't have, I would not be able to complete that, or, you know, print it off and say, yeah, I saw the package, the different packages that you have. So which one is the one that we're talking about?
The platinum package. And if you like look there, it, Yeah, it outlines exactly every feature that pretty much comes with this package. The Google Business Profile, Bing Local, SEO creation, Facebook Meta advertising, popular directory submission. The only thing that you might be kind of, like, that isn't as clear as maybe that you'd want it, it says an optimized landing page, and that's just another word for the website we're creating.
Okay, optimize landing page.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but that's not on that list, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Where is? Oh, optimize landing page. Okay. What does that exactly mean? Why doesn't say like in the Platinum Premier where it says, let's see, optimize website. What's the difference between those two? It's got to be a difference.
No, there's no difference between the two. I've sold this package time and time again. There's no difference between an optimized landing page and the website. We do pretty much the same work. There's no difference at all. I don't know why they have a difference between optimized website and optimized landing page. I actually might bring that up to my supervisor.
Yeah, would that mean that the website only have one page maybe? Because it's a landing page. Because a page, I understand that a page and a website is just one screen. You know, all you see is, you know, one single screen. You cannot scroll down. You cannot scroll to the side, whatever. That's my understanding. Now, forgive me for my ignorance. You know, I'm more to the construction side than the, you know, the computer side. So yeah, I there is a lot of things that I ignore. I'm wondering if that's, I'm just making sure. I mean, you know, if how many pages does the optimized landing page has, or the
as many as the sample that I sent you, which has looks like five different pages.
Five pages. Home, services, about, gallery, and contact.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah. Oh, well, that's pretty cool. Yeah, I see. Okay. That's pretty cool. So can you, did you say you can, what did you say you could do about the terms and conditions?
I would just be deleting sections off of it. Like I'd be deleting the part on it that says, Google guarantee, cause pretty much everything that has asterisks next to it at the top of it, it means that certain packages have it, certain ones don't. But I'd be removing the Google guarantee part.
What's the Google guarantee again?
So that is a super exclusive thing that we have with Google. I mean, barely any companies have that they can offer other than Google themselves. And it's essentially like the Google ads, but way higher paced. I mean, that's the part of it that they're asking for, that social security and everything and the background check, just because it's so prominent and it's just so lucrative, as well as it's pretty expensive as well, that they have to make sure they're dotting all their I's and crossing their T's with that. So yeah, there's definitely some pieces of that seem kind of crazy and just kind of really in there, but it's for good reason. Like I said, the whole AI thing. They had a really rough time with those and people literally signing up for Google Guarantee, getting people who are already ready to pay for jobs, and they're just getting scammed because Google really wasn't doing their due diligence. So now they're leaving no room for error there, which doesn't even apply to us. So like I would just be removing all that whole section.
And if you don't mind removing the part where it says if you get, you know, Google user profile, it says if you have ordered the services. Okay, so if you release that way, you know, Google business profile optimization is there, you know, and then the other, you know, the parts, then I see where it says the goal is to make sure your business is listed with a close 100% accuracy and possible through the web. Okay, so that's good. But yeah, if you remove that if, because that if is, you know, saying, well, you didn't order that package, or, you know, even though on the, like I said, on the homepage, it shows that the package I'm getting is based on there, but it gives me a better peace of mind, if you will.
Right. And this is just outlining like our terms and conditions. So when we, like I said, sign you up, you get your own terms and conditions that we have to have you sign in order to actually represent you. Otherwise, we have to refund it and like within 3 days by legal standards and by Google standards. So that would be
refund or money, refund the $250.
Yeah, yeah. Without you signing those terms and conditions, we can't keep that $250 because that's just how Google operates. That's the legal proceedings as well. And the state that we operate out of, we just can't keep it if we don't have you sign those terms and conditions. So if you aren't comfortable with them, you wouldn't sign them, obviously. So that's just where it would stop at. I mean, I understand you don't like the total idea of the payment being done and then you signing something to sign up, but essentially that's usually how it does because it sends out specific terms and conditions for every package.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go over the whole plan we were going over, and then I'll kind of stop you. So Google Business Profile. So that is the page that I have, and I just have to grant you permission to work on it, correct?
Correct.
Would you be the one doing the work, or are you just a sales representative?
I'm a director, so I'm always going to have an open door policy with anyone I deal with, especially if they need something done that just isn't being taken care of by our operations team. More likely than not, I'm pretty hands off with that programming process. You pretty much get a team dedicated to you that handles all that programming, that can answer calls for you at any time, that'll just always be there and have an open line of communication with you. But at the same time, you'll always have my information. It's never going to change, and I'll always be here to correct anything that might go wrong. But I hardly ever get reached out to.
Okay. So, okay, the being local, or being local?
Yeah, just being the platform. Being. I don't know if you're familiar with them,
okay.
being.com.
I think I'm familiar with it. Yeah, being local. Yeah. Okay. What's the CEO content creation?
So that's anything to do with any of those profiles, like your Google, Yelp, Bing, or Safari. Like if you go on a Google profile, you're going to see pictures. You're going to see like, certain aspects like online appointments or like just like the website directories, just everything associated with those profiles. We're creating that for you if they need to be created.
Okay, content creation. Okay. Because yeah, I would love on the landing page, I would love to have our own pictures. And I don't mind sending
too.
Those. Like if you, yeah, if you go, I think on the Google page, we have a picture of a lot of units that we install, and it's actually a pretty cool picture. It's a construction site. It's a commercial construction site, and there's a bunch of units lined up that we work on at one point. It wasn't
nice.
Our job. We were just subcontracting for somebody, but it was really good. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
we would prefer to do that, too, because of copyright infringement. I mean, we can still put in, like, pictures if you need us to, but we definitely prefer to have your own pictures because we like to show off your own work, and it saves us issues and everything down the road.
Okay. All right. Okay. You got here, U.S. client support. So that's just the customer service, right?
Right.
Okay. Facebook, Meta advertising. Okay. On that Facebook advertising, is that just creating a homepage? Okay. Same with Google. I guess this question goes for Google. And is that just creating a page or making it look good, or making, what is it called? What is the word I'm looking for?
So on the Google side of things and Facebook side of things, they're kind of similar, but not the same. On the mm-hmm. Facebook side of things, we're helping you create a profile if you need it, do some pictures and posts and stuff like that on the profile to give it a nice professional look. So then we can run advertisements on there. And that's the name of the game for getting exposure. Because, yeah, you're interacting with people on Facebook from doing posts, but how you really get people, new eyes at least, new customers on your page is by those advertisements. So
okay.
we put
okay.
those advertisements out there and we get these people to go look at your page. So we make it look really professional so they feel comfortable enough to go ahead and inquire and get jobs from you and give you jobs.
Okay.
As for, for the Google side, I'm sorry to cut you off. As for the Google side of things, it's kind of similar. We help you with your profile. We do pictures, make it look real professional and give it all the links and everything. And instead of doing the advertisements, we program you actually into Google and into those keywords and into any variation of services that you offer. So when they look up any service that you qualify for, we're making sure that you're the top result on those.
Okay.
And you have a professional profile that they can look at and see and everything.
Oh, okay. So on Google, it's more like just being on the front page when somebody does search, goes into the search engine.
Right? Yeah, as well as that map okay. that we went over.
Okay. And, but on the Facebook, you would actually advertise. Like
Exactly. We give you $100 worth of advertisement, and you're actually only paying $75 for those because we're a Google partner, so we give you a little bit of a discount just because we get it for cheaper.
Okay, and that's included on the $250. I don't have to pay extra for that. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Let's see. What's the popular directory submission?
So that's the other three. That's the other two really. That's the Yelp and Safari. So we're going to make sure that you're the top results on Yelp in the same aspect, making sure you have a good looking profile and the reviews look good, as well as Safari, because we know that a majority of at least Americans have iPhones and or just mm-hmm. Mac devices or Apple devices in general. And every single one of those comes with a Safari app on it, like that little mm-hmm. browser. And so we make sure that you show up on there. So those are the other top directories as well. And
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me one second. Review monitoring, what is that exactly?
So that's the live reporting system that I was talking about, where you get a dashboard, essentially, that you can access at any time.
Dashboard on your, on the local Splash, website or a dashboard? How is that?
Yeah, you just go to localsplash.com, and then when we set you up, we're pretty much like within the first few days, if not the first day, pretty much. I mean, you'll get login credentials, but we won't set up that dashboard until we get that client interview done. But mm-hmm. essentially with that dashboard, you'll be able to log in at any time and track your success with us. And that's going to go from not only seeing new jobs and like new leads that we get you and tracking those exactly, but you can even see some more intricate stuff like the clicks that we get you, the amount of clicks, the location of those clicks. We can even put in some newer aspects that we have now, like call tracking, where you can see where your jobs are coming in, or like when people call, if you have someone answering for you, or you're answering yourself, you can review those conversations and see where you can improve on or maybe tweak something. It's just a great dashboard to kind of give you insight of our whole marketing scheme, see exactly what we're doing for you and maybe see where we can improve upon or yourself can improve upon, as well as it kind of helps us tailor you and see, like, if you have like a lot of jobs coming from a specific area, you would just coordinate with us, or we'd coordinate with you and be like, hey, we need to focus in your marketing here. We're going to put it here. As you can see, there's this many clicks coming from here. There's this many jobs coming from here. So let's focus in some marketing there to make sure we can get you even more.
Okay. And then we already talked about the optimized landing page, which I'm not convinced that a landing page and website is the same. Actually, my son is a computer scientist, I think.
Right.
I'll probably ask him. He'll probably be able to answer.
They need to change that, honestly, because it's kind of misleading. It makes it sound like it's just a landing page that doesn't have, like, several pages on it. But it's the same thing. It's up to five different pages. Pretty much exactly, not exactly, of course, because it's just a sample, but exactly like that sample website I sent you.
Yeah.
We're going to give you all the same features and everything. We're going to use your own pictures, services.
And people would be able to click on the phone number or text or chat, whatever the case might be, and request services on that landing page?
Yeah, 100%. Because the reason we do it for, like, so cheap and, like, embody it is because it really helps us out as much as it helps you to have a good-looking website. Like, essentially, Google looks for something called a sitemap. And it's essentially anyone who has a good put together website has one of those in the back end. So when you have one of those, it just legitimizes yourself for Google and one of the things they like having. So it helps us promote you even faster.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, call and conversation tracking. I guess that explains itself. And then you told me about the account dashboard. Lead generation. Okay, where would those come from? Or,
well, that's the beauty of it. These people are calling you directly to whatever phone number that you want them to call you to. Those leads are calling you directly. And this whole entire marketing scheme at the end of the day is meant for lead generation. We're not just putting you on these things and running these campaigns and just like, okay, that's it. No, we're making sure we get you jobs and we're making sure that we're tailoring this to make sure that your business succeeds.
Okay. Advanced reporting. I guess that's the report of the progress.
Yeah, that's part of the dashboard, just making sure that you can track every little piece that we do for you.
Okay. On the landing page, you mentioned yesterday that if we decide to cancel the service, let's say after the second or third month, you said that we could keep that. But is that correct, or am I wrong?
No, that's 100% correct. I mean, God forbid you left us for some reason. You'd still have ownership over that website and be able to take it anywhere you want.
Because one of the reviews in there said that after he canceled his service and somebody tried to go to his page, and this, what it was worse is that it was already his page and he granted you guys access to it. And then after he canceled his service, all they could see is when they tried to get on the website, it was the 411 error, or what is it?
Well, that wouldn't be correct in the first place, because we can't take over people's websites that they already have made. We can only use the websites we create for them. And then in the sense of the reason he went down is because he never got anyone to, after he canceled with us, to host it for him. I mean, the whole process of having a website, as I'm sure you know, you have to host it somewhere and have it stationed or essentially saved.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, I guess he was expecting us to, like, keep that up after he wasn't paying us anymore. And that's what I can assume. I'm not looking at the review or anything, but just putting two and two together, I mean, that's exactly what it sounds like, is he stopped paying us, expected us to still host his website for free, and we just didn't do it.
Yeah, and how much is usually the price for hosting a website?
For hosting a website, I mean, the price is like $50 a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you guys do that. Now, is this already included in this package right now?
Yes.
Okay, and if we were to cancel the service and then, you know, we said, okay, all we want to keep is the landing page, you know, you're telling me that you guys would host the landing page for $50 a year.
Yeah. If you wanted to just keep a landing page with us, I mean, you mm-hmm. could do that. But in all honesty, if you, for some reason, decided to not go with us and wanted to keep that website, I would be transparent with you and recommend going to someone like Wix or GoDaddy, because they could give you like a hosting agreement for much cheaper, and I'm sure they'd love to. And at that
I think mine right now is with GoDaddy or I can't remember who it is. But it's not that cheap. I mean, it is cheap, but it's not that cheap. I think it's about $60 a year.
Okay.
So if you guys do it for $50, I wouldn't mind paying you guys $50 just to maintain.
Okay.
The
I guess we do have a cheap price on that.
I think so. Yeah. Okay. So if you don't mind sending me all the went over with on the writing, especially with the landing page, pretty much everything is, I understand all the information, and the landing page, you know, if you would state in there that, you know, if we decide to, and I think, I don't remember seeing it there. I can go and see if it's on there on the terms and conditions, but I think, my site, custom website. If you have ordered a service, professional website, one with mobile friendly one. No, and website support, hosting and maintenance. Website hosting maintenance. Always have hosting and maintenance fees will be included with the term agreement. This includes 30 minutes of technical support per month for web hosting and storage. Okay. What does that exactly mean? Oh, wow, you,
within,
how are you able to edit that while I'm on my computer?
Oh, I'm just, because we're looking at the same document.
Oh, okay, and we're on Google.
Right, so I'm just getting these all together, and I'm removing everything that doesn't apply to you.
What exactly means that it says not that if the time is not used. Okay, what exactly means that a 30 minutes of technical support per month for web hosting and storage? What does that exactly mean?
Yeah, so that's pretty much after that first month that we get everything set up for you correctly, and like we actually have your website how you want it and everything set up correctly already. We're already programming, we're already doing the work. It's down the road when you like contact us and it's like maybe a seasonal thing, like you want to maybe change the header on like your thing or want to change like something like that.
Or put
you
a
have
promotion,
like
add a promotion or
exactly
a new ad on it. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. You have 30 minutes every single month for free that will go ahead and do that for you and take care of it. It's just part of the package.
Okay. What could be done in 30 minutes on a website like that?
I mean, I believe it's dependent on the call. So it's like 30 minutes of call time specific. So you can do quite a bit. And like, unless you're like literally changing your services every single month, it's really more than enough time.
Okay. No. I'm just thinking like if I have a promotion going on 1 month, or if I want to do a promotion 1 month and I want to post it on there, you think that 30 minutes would be enough to cover that, to make those changes or add that to the page?
100%.
Okay.
100%.
Okay. Yeah. And then it says that 30 minutes of support within a month, additional website, project management is provided to clients in 5-hour increments. Okay, so unfortunately they're off already. See, that's my concern about having a credit card, because if for some reason you and I misunderstand each other and then you go ahead and charge my credit card and you tell me no, well, I worked on your website for 3 hours. that's my
they would have concern. To clarify with you that you'd want that. Like, if you got to that point where you're nearing your end, as a part of that, they have to notify you and say, hey, if it's okay with you, we can continue this conversation. We just have to charge you. And that's where it'd be.
Oh, okay. At. Okay, so it's verified before you guys do anything.
I mean, yeah, we'll verify, of course. We have to get your permission before we do anything.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's see. All right, client for less than 6 months. If client has been a paying client for less than 6 months and decided to cancel the service, okay, for less than 6 months and decided to cancel the service and retain the website, they must prepay for 12 months of website hosting. Okay. What does that mean?
Let me take a look here.
Yeah, right at the first, so I'm still at the first paragraph of the web support hosting maintenance, right at the bottom of the first paragraph. If Kai has been a paying client for less than 6 months and decided to cancel their service and retain a website, they must prepay for 12 months of website hosting.
Yeah, so that's just that $50 fee that had to be paid.
That's the $50. Okay, yeah. If I wanted to continue the hosting and, okay,
right,
I'm cool with that. Yeah, I'm cool with that. That's not a problem.
And yeah, this next part, it says no less than 5 weeks, but generally in most cases I see them pumped out like in 2 weeks or so. We just like to give a realistic expectation in case you have a lot of intricate pieces we want to add. We want to give ourselves enough time to accommodate those.
Okay. I had one other question. It blew up my mind. I had one other question. I can't remember what it was. But
that should be all of it now. I edit it just while we're on the phone. And this should pretty much be everything that applies to you. I'm just double checking right now.
Oh, yeah. One thing that I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
I don't like to do business the way, this way, but, like I said, I want to give you guys a chance. I hope I don't get disappointed. But what I would like to do, since I already have a page, Facebook page and a Google page, I understand that the web landing, the web page takes a lot more time. But since my profile, my Facebook page, it's already there, the other one. I forget. There's another one that you guys.
Like the Facebook, Google, Yelp, Bing, Safari.
Yelp.
Yeah.
Those three already have. So all I need to do is grant it. Well, all I need to do is grant you guys permission to go in there and do what you guys know. You know what to do. The only request I have. Do you think it's possible that on those three, since I already have a page, if I pay you the $250 today or tomorrow, whenever we agree on, that I can see changes in the first week? Because I really want to see something done. Now, I understand the page, the web page, it takes time. I can wait, whatever this agreement say, 30, 45 days, whatever the case might be. But on those three, I can see results in the first week? Not as far as getting clients. I'm talking about making the pages look better.
Just changes to it. Yeah. I mean, that's what we'd be doing. That's what we'd primarily be doing those first 2 weeks, is getting everything set up, getting things changed so they look professional and up to par. And then from there is when we start doing the back end and heavy work and just doing everything on our end to put you and promote you. And then you'll definitely see changes within those first 2 weeks. That is definitely, you can count on that for sure.
Payment. If you order this service from us, there's still on a lot of the stuff here, there's still that if. Okay.
Right, because this isn't the actual contract. This is all precursors. So it's if you do it. It's if. It's not you have, because you haven't paid for anything. This isn't your terms and conditions that you actually sign. It's just outlining exactly what the service agreement is.
Okay. So, you're saying that on the actual contract that I would sign, which is not a contract for me to, the contract can be.
It's not even a contract. Yeah, it's not even a contract, so to speak. It's just our terms and conditions that keep us liable and that keep us to show you exactly what you're getting into. So, legally, it's still a legally binding contract, but there's no actual contract to it, if that makes sense. There's no, you have to stay with us at this X amount of time, or anything like that, or a cancellation fee or anything like that. We just do ask for that 2-month verbal agreement, so we have enough time to do what we say we're going to do and just prove to you.
Yeah. Okay, so with the 250 today, you will start working, and then when would be the next payment due?
So today and then October 11th would be the next 249. So it'd just be every 11th of the month from here on out.
Okay. All right. I think I think you answered all of my questions. And so whenever I get the document that I need to sign, I will see everything that we went over. In a different way, like saying, this is what you would get, and it would state everything that you guys would be doing for us.
Exactly so. Okay. Perfectly outlined and intricately outlined, just making sure that you understand exactly what we're going to do for you. We don't want to have anything be hidden from you or have anything not be fully transparent, because that's not who we are as a company. We are 100% transparent. That's why we give you that dashboard, so you can, after that, track exactly what we're doing for you to show you and prove to you. So I do have your first name. It's Natalie. Is that correct?
Natal. No, it's Nef. T-A-L-I. N is in Nancy, E is in Edward, F is in Frank, T is in Tom, A is in Alpha, L is in Larry, I. Neftali.
Neftali, got you. Mm-hmm. And your last name is Weawasquez?
No, that's the actual name of the business. My last name is Velasquez instead of Weawasquez. Last name is Velasquez. Mm-hmm. Diaz, where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas. My family's from El Salvador and Mexico, but I'm born and raised from Houston, Texas.
Okay. Now, to do so the next step you said it would be the 250.
Yes, sir. And let me get that together. And I understand you want that sent to you?
Yeah.
Okay, let me get that
together. I want that sent to me, and then after that, how long does it take for the first call? I just want to make sure that I'm available tomorrow.
No, as soon as you pay up and sign that terms and conditions, I'd actually prefer to be on the phone with you, because at that point, I immediately schedule you for a client interview at the best time for you. It doesn't matter. As long as it's during our operation hours, I can do it today, I could do it tomorrow. I could do it later on this week. And even if for some reason you couldn't make it this week, we could make it for next week.
Yeah. No, I would like to do it tomorrow for the for the interview. Yeah.
Just looking at our slots, we're pretty much wide open, so that wouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay.
And then let me just get some more information from you real quick so we can get everything sent correctly. And what's a good billing address for you?
Okay, I thought you were going to email it to me.
Yeah, I just have to mark this part down, and then you fill out the actual card information on that end.
Oh, okay. The billing address is 1201 Polk Street, P-O-L-K Street, and that's in LaGrange, Georgia. That's L-A-G-R-A-N-G-E.
Zip code 30240?
That's correct.
All right, and just a few more questions just so I can have everything together.
Where are you guys located?
We're out of Fountain Valley, California, like right next to Google.
Right next to Google?
Yeah, I mean, they're in the same county as us.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's nice to be neighbors with someone you do frequent business with, you know.
Yeah.
And what are your hours of operation looking like?
My hours of operation, I think I have from 7 to 5, but I guess we could do from 7 to 7, Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4, Friday. Close Saturday, and I don't know, Sunday. I usually work on Sundays, but I know it's probably nice to be available, at least for emergencies.
I'll just put what for the weekends. What, so you're not available at all on Saturdays, even for emergencies?
No, not even for emergencies, no.
Okay, so Sundays are emergencies.
Unless it's like an existing customer and they are old or they got babies. And it's
right.
Over the summer,
but that's more circumstantial. Yes. We're not marketing you for that.
Yeah, that's not marketing. Yeah, no. Now, on Sundays, again, I don't like to work Sundays. But I could be available, you know, for calls. I guess you can put from 9 to, I don't know, what do you think, 9 to 5?
On Sundays?
Yes, 9 to 2, whatever. I mean, I can still take calls, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 9 to 5. Right.
Yeah, 9 to 5, I think.
Perfect. That sounds about right. And I know you do like HVAC services. Are there any like specific jobs that you prefer doing that we're going to market you for everything, of course, but just like to throw an emphasis on?
I mean, not really. Well, I don't do duct cleaning. If that's what you're asking, I don't do duct cleaning. Mm-hmm. What else I don't do? And I don't do big commercial jobs. I just do like light commercial. So no, I cannot think of. I cannot think of anything else because we do, you know, we do replacement.
Right.
Maintenance. Yeah, maintenance. System inspections. If you know. Some people call inspections because if they try to sell or buy the house, you know, we can go over there and inspect the air conditioning or whatever.
Perfect. And a good phone number to send the, or I'll just send it to your email, I guess. That's just perfect.
Yeah.
Time. is for the payment thing. And I got your services down. What about like some target cities, counties, or zip codes you're looking to be marketed in?
Okay. Cities mainly is Cleveland, Tennessee, and Chattanooga, Tennessee. And then, you know, between those two, but we are, I'm actually based in Cleveland.
Right.
So Cleveland, Bradley County, Chattanooga, and Hamilton County, those, maybe Dayton, Tennessee, which is a little ways above, yeah, and then in the Hamilton County, there is other cities that are in the county, so.
Perfect. And I have your best form of contact for your phone number, the 423-331-2546. Is that good?
I got that for a business purpose, and good thing you were able to contact me at that number. The only thing is that, I got another one, but it's my personal number. So I guess we can keep it like that.
Yeah, just for marketing purposes. But I can put your personal phone number on here as well, like just for your cell and for our internal purposes, in case you want to be like, if we can't contact you through that one, we'll try the cell. What's that cell number?
That 706. 402-2513. That is my personal number. And what I was going to say about that other number is, I don't know if you heard of a digital line. It's like an app that I have on my phone.
Yeah. It's like an exterior phone number. So like you aren't getting calls to your personal phone number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so like, you have that now. And, within this package, I believe very soon here, like in the next month or so, with your same package, we'll be able to actually provide the same thing for you at no additional cost.
Okay. What do you mean the same thing? What are you talking about? Hello?
Yes, sir. That digital phone number that you're talking about, we're coming up with something just like that, where you can have a digital number that we give you that's just consolidated in the same price for this package. We're coming up with that pretty soon here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, that would be pretty cool. That would be kind of cool. Just keep that number, and hopefully the only thing is that I'm not 100% that number works, you know, 100%. Now, I haven't had a customer to complain that they were trying to reach out to me, because most of my customers, they got both numbers. And I haven't had one that complained to me that, you know, they tried to contact me at the other line, but they didn't reach me. The only thing I notice is that sometimes when I have a missed call or I cannot answer a call, it doesn't record the missed call or, you know, it doesn't give
right.
me a number. That's the only thing, yeah. But I think I have to talk to my provider on that and see how they can fix that. But, let's keep that number, and if we need to, we can change it.
Perfect. And I'm sending you a text right now because I went ahead and got this together for you. So you're going to log into your profile, which we just created for you. And then from there, I'll walk you through real quick on where you go to set up your, to put in your info for the actual payment. And so that should have been just texted to you.
Okay. Yeah, I did receive it. Number. This is a different number though. A different number.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the.
No. That's fine. No. You texted me at the personal number, which is fine. No. What I'm saying is. Didn't you try to text me before?
Maybe through the business number, but not through this one, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, today I'll call you. So I'll call you with my personal number.
Right, right. So, we're on your personal number, but your login is going to be that phone number, the 423.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. As okay. Mentioned. So let me see. I can go just on the, on your website and put login and put that number.
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly.
Let's see. 423-331-2546. 2546. Okay. What's the password?
It would be the one I